Jade Balintzog was in City Hall waiting for the governor when she found out he wouldn't make it to town. She's a junior at Wrangell High School.
Kind of disappointed because I was typing away on what I was going to say to him.
She had prepared a short speech on the importance of the Alaska Marine Highway System for student travel.
I'm still going to save that document for whenever I get to see him next.
Okay. Do you plan on seeing him sometime?
I'm crossing my fingers.
She might get that chance. The governor's office says it plans to reschedule its visits to Petersburg and Wrangell. The governor called the trips due to inclement weather. Jet service is running to Wrangell, but the governor had planned to travel on a twin-engine King Air turboprop used by Alaska State Troopers.
He's as disappointed as I'm sure many Wrangell residents are. And
Jeff Turner is the governor's spokesman.
And the governor wanted to start here in Southeast because we're in the legislative session and go around to these communities and talk to Alaskans.
Wrangell Mayor Steve Prasunka took the cancellation in stride.
The governor's welcome to come anytime.
He appreciates that the governor thought of the town of 2500 and Southeast as a whole.
When you can sit down with somebody directly and have face-to-face discussion and hear what their thoughts are and hear where they're coming from, that's really beneficial to us.
Wrangell city officials had hoped to discuss how state cuts impact municipal services. Prasunka also stressed the need to maintain local state offices, as the local Alaska Fish and Game office is on the chopping block. If the governor wants to reach civic and business leaders in Southeast, it's not too late. Southeast Conference is wrapping up its mid-session summit in Juneau on Wednesday. The governor had skipped the Tuesday session, sending his chief of staff, Ben Stevens, to address the group in his place. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.